What is going on, everybody? We are here. We're ready to talk a lot of things. I have been waiting to get on this show today because I finally watched episode 5 of X-Men 97. And I don't know if you guys caught my short a few weeks ago about how I was raving about the show and how I think it's, dare I say, better than the original incarnation. It is. Fifth episode broke me. I was crying. I had tears rolling down my eyes. I needed to be alone for like 5 minutes. I was a mess. I'm not going to get into spoilers. Do I think some of the things that happened in episode 5 are going to stand? Do I think that some of it's going to get changed in the future? Yes. But as this episode, it really hit hard. Are you caught up, Justin?
No, I'm on episode 1. I got 4 more episodes to go, but no, I'm in. It's okay.
I like that. It's like, nope, on the first one. I haven't even broken the first one yet.
Oh, no, I finished the first one. I've watched the first one.
Okay, good. Yeah. Mojo, man. Mojo is not my favorite character. I think he's silly, but I kind of understand why we got that silly episode in episode 4 to lead us to this episode, because, like, Mike, you weren't exaggerating, man. I saw all these, like, grown men posting photos of themselves crying after watching X-Men 97.
Wait, hold on. Okay, are we talking about X-Men episode 5?
No spoilers.
I haven't seen it.
No spoilers.
Okay.
Yeah,
That's why I'm chewing on an apple, because I'm not going to say anything.
Because, yeah, a mess. But, guys, go watch this show for yourself. The show grew up with us. So the X-Men animated series served us when we were kids. And like I said, way ahead of its time, this one grew up with us. So we're watching an adult version of that show, and the emotions, the acting, the writing, it's all freaking there. It's so good. But I don't want to get into spoilers. So that's
to me,
all
it's weird. I just binged the first 4 episodes. I was hoping to get through everything before the cast, but unfortunately, you know, life happens, and my wife just bought a whole bunch of fish in a brand new pond, so been dealing with that. I mean, like, can you believe she interrupted the nerdery for some stupid fish? Like,
well, what kind of fish? We talking koi?
Yeah, we got 3 koi, and then we got a bunch of like goldfish, like feeder fish to kind of just like have in there. But regardless, I'm enjoying X-Men. I did kind of, like, I don't know. I feel like the writing is still out of the 90s, if that's weird. Like, or...
Yeah.
It's
very on point.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. So, like, I don't know. That kind of weirded me out. It took me a second to kind of get into it. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Yeah, I heard episode 5 was the bomb. I'm waiting to, you know, I'm going to watch that after this.
I mean, it's a very intentional move to have it be as melodramatic 90s as it was in the 90s. Like, this thing, it makes you want to feel like you're in year 97. Like, this isn't spoiling anything, but there's an Ace of Base needle drop in the latest episode, so.
Oh, my goodness. I'm excited, Ben. But, I mean, like, the Jubilee birthday episode, that was dope. I as far as, like, I would say probably the weakest episode of the series so far, it was still cool. Like,
that was the best of the Mojo episodes.
I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Best of Mojo.
Oh, there's a bunch of
hands down.
Oh, the best of the Mojo. Okay, yeah. So, man, like, it was dope. I like.
You got that to look forward to, Justin.
Awesome.
Yeah, Justin.
Oh, Justin hasn't seen any of it.
I've seen the first one.
The first one.
I was like you. I was like, I'm going to watch these today. Didn't.
life finds a way to get in the way. I went and saw Monkey Man today.
I saw Monkey Man. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was more than I thought it was going to be.
Way
and I
more.
Really, it was loved heavy. The feel of, yeah, like, it was dope, and it was, yeah, it was intense, and there's just, like, I loved all the when he goes to, like, the trans temple, mm-hmm. and just, like, even because, like, the religion that they're talking about, like, is, you know, I'm not a religious guy, but, like, I don't know, I felt a lot of that, and, yeah, it was, Dev Patel is killing it, like, that dude is doing all right.
I know a lot of people didn't like the Green Knight, but I loved him in the Green Knight too.
Oh yeah,
No,
I liked him a lot in that. I can't wait to watch it. Might go see it tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's worth a watch in the theater. It is dope. I was expecting Indian John, like a Bollywood John Wick, and
which the last 30 minutes of it was that, but like boy, it had way more meat to it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
So I'm just like, hey, like you get what you're expecting, and that's what they were selling the movie as. I feel like is, mm-hmm. hey, like it's just nonstop action, but like it does, the action does stop, but there's a lot of good stuff in there mm-hmm. when the action's mm-hmm. not going. Oh my god, I give that like, I'm gonna say, I'll give it a 3 out of 5, but like a solid 3. Like you should go watch this 3.
Yeah. I lean towards a 4, but yeah, no, I really liked it. Yeah.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it now.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't feel like the only reason I don't give it a 4 is because I don't feel like I need to own it. Like when the Blu-ray comes out, like I'm not excited to buy it.
Yeah.
But I was not sad that I watched it, and I wouldn't be. I would go watch it again.
Cool. Sweet. I got up this morning and watched all of Fallout. And
is that good? I want to watch it. Like, I'm not watching it.
I'm a complete, like, anything I know about Fallout is surface level, and I really enjoyed the show. So I thought it was really well done.
I mean, Walton Goggins, I'm in, you know? Like, I'm already in. My wife just started playing Fallout 4 just to kind of get, like, some Fallout experience before we watch the show. But I'm excited to sit down and start watching that one. It looks really good, and I love Walton.
The way they utilize the cast is like, because I mean, the main leads are relatively new faces to me, and they do really well. But then, yeah, you got Walton Goggins, you got Kyle MacLachlan, you got what's her name, Blind Al from Deadpool's in there, and she's really good, and a bunch of other characters who I'm not going to spoil because you'll recognize either.
Is there a timeline in Fallout where it is? Is it like right when the bombs go off? Are they in a bunker or the outside of the bunker?
It's all over. I mean, it does a whole like jumping from past to present. And so forth. It's directed by a lot of the episodes were directed by Jonathan Nolan, so he's carrying over from Westworld quite a bit, probably.
Nice. That is perfect.
They say it's like 200 years after the bombs went off or whatever. Like in the commercials, you know, like that's so.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But there's also like events that take place during that 200 years that you're made aware of and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome.
I liked it, and yeah, like I said, my knowledge base of Fallout is like, oh, in the blue suits and the floating robots, and sometimes you'll walk around with a dog
and Pip-Boy.
Yeah, and the Pep Boy or whatever. Yeah, that's all I really know about the games. But Katie kept telling me, it's like, you got to play 3. Like after you watch the show, go play 3. And I'm like, I'll have to go find 3 then.
I started 3 and I'm not a fan. This is my
three's my favorite. Oh man, 3's my favorite. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Just I didn't play it enough, you know. But so it's
well, Max is like children.
I mean, like you can know nothing and walk on the show.
Well, I think it's just like video games, like if visuals are important to you or whatever, like it's so far in the rearview mirror of like current tech, maybe it's off-putting. I don't know.
Dude, my favorite video game is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic on the original.
That's fair.
I'm rushing out the door. I'm sure if you talked X-Men 97, but I saw episode 5 today and I'm still crying. Me too. Jesse, I was up until we started.
What are you doing, Jesse? Yeah. I'm digging it. I can't wait to watch episode 5. I thought I was on episode 5. It was episode 4. And I was like, why is everyone freaking out about this?
Well, you'll know when you're on episode 5, Max. You'll know.
No, because it was like next episode. I was like, oh, okay. I haven't watched it. I was glad because I was like, Jason got me again. This dude loves everything. And like, this episode is just okay.
That's fun.
So CinemaCon happened. There's not a lot that we didn't already know about going into CinemaCon, so I'm not going to cover, you know, Deadpool's coming out this year. It should be pretty good. They showed some of the Captain America 4 reshoots. So, like,
wait, what? Deadpool's coming out? That's crazy.
So, Captain America 4 has been pretty much reshot since Iger came back. So, like, all the old Captain America 4 footage is, like, gone. They just started over. But, no, the thing that really stood out to me was we're getting a Last Ronin movie. A TMNT The Last Ronin. Yeah. And that is
that'd be great.
Yeah. R-rated, too.
Cool.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I'm so down.
The Last Ronin brand of stuff is doing really well. Like, there's the video game that's in development. I know the NECA figures sell pretty well. And they have a ongoing series now following, well, spoilers here, a new generation of Ninja Turtles in the Last Ronin universe. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, he I listened to Kevin Eastman was on Canned Air, which is a friend of ours, guys, go check them out. But he was on their show talking about how he wrote The Last Ronin as a trilogy series. So The Last Ronin character itself will be in a trilogy. So I think the second series of his books are out right now. So
it's evolution or something like that. I've got the first issue of it here somewhere. Mm-hmm.
I like that he's involved. It's like the first time he's been actively involved in like the writing process and stuff.
He's been involved. He's the one who's been involved in the property for a long time since the Nickelodeon acquisition. Like, he's been part of the story plotting for the IDW series. Okay. Peter Laird's the one who sold off his shares. So only every once in a while will he come back. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, but I can't wait. This sounds so much fun.
Yeah, like, Last Ronin was dope. It was very, like, refreshing. I feel like it could have easily been bad, and it was very good. I liked just, like, the heart and then just, you know, like, everything that the character is carrying is really cool. So it's, yeah, I hopefully the movie is half as good as the comic book. You know, like, that's all I can hope
for. Sure.
You know, is there anyone attached to it yet, or did it just like, hey, we're doing a thing?
There is a director attached. I'm looking it up right now. So stall for me for a second.
It's something that I've been hoping for. Something I've been hoping for a while is stalling. A darker Ninja Turtles movie. I like the Mutant Mayhem and all the younger skewing stuff. I mean, that works in its own way, but yeah, I've been waiting for an R-rated turtle film. I feel you can pull that off these days.
Yeah, I was so sad at the Michael Bay movies, because I'm like, okay, like, technology has come to a place where we should be able to make like a Ninja Turtles movie where like the guys can move around and look, you know, and be more free and fluid, and yeah, you know, and those movies are just bad. So
it's a fun reversal when you take Mutant Mayhem more seriously than the Michael Bay movies.
Right. Yeah.
The cartoon was a more serious kind of exploration of the turtles than the live action remake.
I mean, you know where I sit as far as like animated versus live action. Like, I will take the animation 10 times out of 10. So, you know, like, it does worry me a little bit that they're going like fully live action, just because, like, I feel like, you know, past the first one, it's always been kind of a train wreck. I mean, Ninja Turtles 2 wasn't.
If they were gonna do
as bad as the rest of them, but like,
if they were gonna do Last Ronin, I was fully expecting it to be like a direct to video thing. I like that's the way I thought they were probably ever gonna adapt it, was a direct to video. Like,
yeah.
So it's being written by Boy Kills World co-writer Tyler Burton Smith right now. He's the only name attached to it as of now. And
new movie that's coming out with Skarsgård?
Coming out the 26th or something like that. I just heard, like, I saw the poster for it today. I've never heard of this movie before.
I like the idea, kind of like what I said with X-Men 97, where some of the stuff matured with us. I kind of like the idea of, while I do like the franchises as they stand for the most part, I do like the idea of getting one that's aged with us. Like, I've been reading the Power Rangers, the Return series, and it's just this. It's, you know, a more version of Power Rangers that we can enjoy as 40-year-old people. And I kind of want to see that with this, too. Like, Ninja Turtles, I want to see what Ninja Turtles is for me now. Like, I want to see that story. So, I'm down.
Yeah, I You're gonna be screaming to the heavens for some more adult. Like, I mean, yeah, I understand, like, it's superheroes or it's cartoons or whatever, you know, but I'm like, hey, like, let's, we can still make it for me, though, you know, like, it doesn't.
There's
like,
a market. There's a market.
I'm a person. I want it, so, like, I can't be the only one.
I will say this, like, in a world where, you know, Logan and Deadpool exist.
Yeah.
I can't believe we haven't gotten more of this. And Joker, for instance, I can't believe we haven't gotten more of this. But I'm also glad that we haven't, like, just opened the floodgates of this, too. I'm glad that properties are taking their time to get the right stories out.
Well, I think it's also, like, the mindsets definitely change, especially after, well, I mean, for better or for worse, Marvel kind of blew the doors open and said, like, you can do everything now, even with, like, multiple versions of the same character. Like, people aren't going to be confused anymore between what's happening with the Matt Reeves Batman movies and whatever they're going to decide to do with Batman in the next version of DC movies or animated Batman or things. Like, you can have multiple versions of these characters exist for different audiences and no one's going to be confused. Like,
could you imagine if they were like, hey, we're doing more Batman the Animated Series? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, they can't. They can't. I mean, It won't be the same, though.
The voice is gone, yeah.
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 There's kind of a linchpin, like, in that whole plan that is not with us anymore.
I wonder if they're still doing it, because I know at one time they had announced it, but he was still alive when they announced it. So I don't know if they're still doing it or not.
But yeah, like Harley Quinn's dead, Batman's dead, and the Joker says he's not doing any more Batman stuff.
Yeah, he's not doing it without Kevin. But that's the thing. Max and I talked about this on a chat cave couple of months ago, where it was, I think the last thing he officially ever recorded for a Batman thing was a direct-to-video with that Crisis on Infinite Earths thing, and it's going to be him and Hamill back as their Batman and Joker, respectively.
That's so awesome.
He's in all but three of them.
That's it, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a trilogy of animated films, but
yeah, he's going to be in the last one. So,
the other news that came out of CinemaCon that I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Bumblebee I thought was good, and I liked Beast Wars. We're getting another Transformers movie, and I am mildly excited for it because I dug the last two. Like, they were fun. They were way, way better than the Michael Bay movies. Like, so much better.
Oh, I mean, but yeah, like, low bar.
Yeah, low, very low bar.
Fair.
Is it going to be a G.I. Joe thing? Because that's what they heavily implied in the last one.
I think they're doing another Transformers movie and then a Transformers G.I. Joe crossover.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
So I think we're getting both.
And then we got the Joker 2 trailer, which I'm excited for this movie. It's a musical, and I want to see what that's like. And Lady Gaga, I think, is a great actress. And we all know Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor. So we finally got a Joker, and just judging from the trailers, like, we got a Joker and Harley Quinn pair that I'm excited to see on screen together.
Yeah, this could be dope. I'm down for it. I think that's late. I haven't seen the trailer yet, so I'm excited for that. But I mean, Lady Gaga, and hey, guess what? She can sing too. Like, that's
that's the other thing. Very well.
I don't know how well Joaquin Phoenix sang all the Johnny Cash stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He can do
something. He's uber talented.
I mean, they know how to throw some auto-tune in there, but that's fine. That's fine. Like,
Hot Wheels doesn't have a great track record with sequels, but I'm hoping the fact that he got this cast to sign back on and do another one of these shows, you know, some faith. And the trailer, like I said, it looked good.
As someone who is very whatever about the first Joker movie, I am interested to see what a musical sequel is going to be. Because the first Joker movie, I was just like, whatever. This has been done before by directors, but this is total. I'm all for a musical. Let's do it.
Yeah. In my mind, the musical part's all gonna be in his head. You know what I mean? It's all just gonna be like,
they did change Harley.
I feel like,
well, yeah, because he's an unreliable narrator and he's crazy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I feel like it's gonna play out a lot like the Elton John biography or biopic. You know, because I feel, you know, like that was very musical, and I was like, this is how things happen in Elton John's head. Like, it's not exactly how things played out, like, in reality, but this is what he actually remembers.
That's fascinating. That's totally you say that. I didn't think of it, but now looking back at the trailer in my mind, that's I think that's very possible reality that we're getting, because Harley Quinn is a psych patient in the trailer, not a psychiatrist. So that, you know, could be him changing the narrative a little bit in his head. But I can't wait to check it out. They did what Sony couldn't. Like, the first Joker movie, I thought was a pretty good remake of King of Comedy. And yeah. I'm curious to see where we go from here. Like, I don't want this to be a franchise, but, like, this sounds so fascinating. It's
if they have a story to tell, I don't care.
If it's good, let's go. Like, that's my whole thing. Like, but, like, if they're just like, oh, hey, like, people liked it, let's make the money, that's what I can't stand. So, I mean, they have the cast. Hopefully they've got the writers. The director did good last time, so let's see what happens. But yeah, you know, if this is just for the money, like,
I mean,
we have so much of that already.
It's all for the money.
but you know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm saying. Like, if it's 10 dudes who don't know what the heck is going on in a room deciding everything, then I'm not interested.
Like, it usually is, but hopefully they let the creative people do their thing. It's Warner Brothers, so it is 10 dudes in a room saying, let's do this again. But hopefully they're like, but let's let the creative people know what they're doing do it.
Your statement, Max, makes me think of Godzilla vs. Kong, or the newest Godzilla movie, because that thing crushed the box office. We're going to get like 4 or 5 more of those movies, I bet, even if it doesn't make sense.
Oh, God. I mean, like, well, and you know what, though? Like, that can be, you know, like the dudes in the room have the formula for that. They don't really need to mess with it. Like, go ahead and crank them out. Like, watching the freaking the video game, the fighting game that was the Godzilla movie, you know, like, it's fine, you know? And then, like, the humans are just there to be like, oh, Godzilla from the top rope! Oh! You know, like, that's really all they're doing.
It's celebrity death matches with kaiju. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just have way less humans in the next
round. Do you have a ghost in your house, Max? Yeah. We're about to see live on air, Max.
I know, Yeltsin. Paranormal.
The house is settling.
I watched Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Maybe second? That's what's happening.
Sequel? No, I haven't seen the second one yet. The only reason I watched the first one is so I could watch the sequel. Because the sequel has like a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, and the first one has like a 2%. So I want to see the changes. Because I watched it, and it's exactly what it says it is. Like, if you go into this movie not expecting what you're getting, then I don't know why you even turned it on in the first place. Like, it's not a great movie, but it's not any worse than most of the 80s generic slashers, just with Winnie the Pooh paint. So, like, it was fine. Using Mike's word, it was fine. It was exactly what I wanted. I wanted a slasher with Winnie the Pooh and Piglet fucking up Christopher Robin's life, and that's exactly what that movie was.
Oh, bother.
But, Kip, spoiler alert, can we get some justice for Eeyore? Because, like, the opening credits is, like, a weird animation thing where they go through the story of how Christopher Robin leaves and they have no food, so they go feral and then they eat Eeyore. Like, can we get some justice for Eeyore? Like, why does Eeyore have to be the first person they
That's
all...
what Eeyore wanted, man.
Yeah.
No.
He wanted death.
Eeyore wanted
death. Eeyore's a sad sack, so he's the first to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, do him a favor. End it now. Like, why make Eeyore survive through the whole thing? He's just getting more depressed about how he's eating his friends. Like, Eeyore needs to be the first to go.
His whole shtick is existential dread, so of course he's not going to put up a fight. So
that's the last Ronin I want, is Eeyore just butchering through the 100-acre wood.
But these guys got a shit ton of money from that first movie.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
And now they've got like a whole universe plan, so we'll see what happens. But
he's just swinging his tail with a freaking mace at the end of it.
My Scary Snobs podcast is back. I got a new co-host, Paul. It's over on the Scene Snobs channel. Go check that out, guys. But he didn't like watching it at all. And like I said, it was exactly what I thought it would be. And we had the exact same review. Even though I kind of liked it, we both gave it a 2 out of 5 because it's not a good movie. But if you want that 80s throwback slasher movie with a guy obviously wearing a Winnie the Pooh and a piglet, not even a piglet mask, just an ugly pig mask, then go.
I feel like we need to have like separate scales for like entertainment versus like actual like value. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, I was very entertained by this thing. I recognize that it's dog shit. Like that's, you know, that I don't feel like we should grade things on.
We could have like the the shark scale of entertainment, like have Jaws at one end and Sharknado at the other, and just be like, where does this
I know there's people out there that when they do reviews, they grade it based on what the movie says it's going to be. And if I was going to judge this movie based on what they told me this movie was going to be, then they gave me exactly what they said they were going to give me. So it's a 5 out of 5 in that regard. But no, it's not a good movie. It's a 2 out of 5. It's go watch it. It's a fun hour and 20 minutes to kill with your friends. But that's about it.
To kill your friends?
No, with your friends. So you're killing other people with your friends.
Yeah. With a honeypot. Was a honeypot in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and there was a few cool story elements that I kind of wish had played out. Maybe they play out better in the second one, where, you know, Pooh was hesitant with the stuff he was doing with Christopher Robin, but that quickly goes away, like, quickly. So, like I said, the sequel has a 6%. The first one had a 2%. So let's see what that big shift is.
Really, really hedging your bets on the fact that they'll carry over lore into the next one.
Please!
Oh God, I hope they remember to leave in.
Why is there a kangaroo?
Jesse B, you're not ready. I wasn't expecting that at all. And okay, gotta go have fun.
Yeah,
thanks, I think that Jesse. Was for X-Men 97.
It was.
I don't think that was for podcaster. Blood and Honey.
She's no, like, that was definitely sorry for, if I
spoiled for it. I mean, you didn't spoil anything. We know it was gonna be sad.
Yeah, no, there is nothing spoiled. No hard feelings, Jesse. We love you. Thank you. Thanks for hanging out as long as you could. But yeah, no, she's definitely talking about Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah, jump in the comment section.
25 minutes ago.
So I just want to rant about a certain topping that people get or dip, or I'm not going to completely spoil what
pineapple
it is.
Doesn't belong on pizza, I agree.
Oh, I like pineapple on pizza. I'll try anything once.
That's like, a man that likes everything.
I know bananas on pizza is a thing that's new that I have not tried, and I'm afraid to try that. But
oh, God. No, there's why. No, you don't need to do bananas. I'm not a banana fan anyway. You know, like I couldn't even imagine. I like pineapple, not on pizza.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy bananas. Are we just calling out stuff we don't like, or are we doing a top five?
We're doing a top five.
Well, I mean,
because I can just throw stuff out.
Okay, so what's the list that I already? I've already done.
You opened that book so fast for you not for your list is ready. It's the your least favorite.
I just didn't know which
or flavors, condiments or flavors.
Least of favorite snacks. Condiments or flavors.
Flavors of snacks,
like your hatred for certain dairy based sauces. That's where your mind needs
you
to
can't,
be,
dude. Like, we're,
there's a lot of dairy based sauces, Max.
Okay. No, just
some would say too many.
I already have the list done. I already have the list done, obviously, but
there's panic in your voice.
I don't hear any panic. I hear a man who's prepared, ready to go.
Yep.
Excited. I got to pull up my list because I totally had it ready to go. So my number five is I'll eat it. Like, it's not one that I'm offended by, but I couldn't come up with another fifth. I prefer not to eat it, and it's not one of my favorites at all. It's raw onions. I don't like them. I don't like them on cheeseburgers. I don't like them in things. I can eat cooked onions, but not raw onions. I think they're gross. Not gross. I mean, they're just not good, and they don't deserve to be on anything.
That's fair.
I like onions. I'm in the Shrek family. I can't like just eat onions, but they can go on things.
Eat them like apples.
I could as an adult. I could. Yeah.
What about you?
Blooming onions.
Like, I'm just like weeping, just weeping and eating a raw onion.
My number five. I'd be very specific because I like there are hot sauces I like. But the ones that are just like just to burn your mouth, I don't like. Like, there's if it has good flavor and some heat, I'm cool. But like the ones like think about the ones like the bomb. If you watch Hot Ones, that's just miserable. You're just there to hurt your mouth. Like I can't be about it.
It tastes like chemicals and burning.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
with you.
I had that Ultra Mega Death for a while, and that burned. So yeah.
Yeah, the goal of those is just to say that you did it, and I don't need to do it. I'm good. I don't need to be that guy.
Yeah.
I've got IBS. Awful. Like, that's not a good day, week in the office. <That's>...
Like, we don't need to go there.
I'm serious now. You know,
you're not going to see Jason for a week.
You know those chips that everybody was eating that were super hot?
Sturdy one chip challenge.
Yeah. So my plan was to go to the ER, go to the bathroom, fill myself in the bathroom eating the chip. So while I'm already in the ER, I can just check myself in as I'm dying because
you can't. I mean, someone like burned a hole in their intestinal wall because of that thing. Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah. No, I've done like I've done like heat challenge things before, like. When there was this bar that was opened up close by me back in the day, like late at night, a friend brought in like homegrown ghost peppers and we do like slivers of them. But that was the thing. It was like a sliver. Like no one actually ate like a full ghost pepper.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that's stupid.
And I mean, but at least like that has a flavor, you know, like there's.
It's got, it had a flavor to it.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, you know, that's like an actual food that you're eating, not just like concocted lab burning sensation.
You just had to walk around with your mouth open and you couldn't like rub your eyes.
Did I just eat bleach?
Oh my goodness. I had a roommate. We he had the whatever the hottest was from B-Dubs at the time. He ate a bunch of those wings and then went to the bathroom without washing his hands thoroughly and gave
bad himself day.
Like a mild case of the gonorrhea or whatever. Like,
yeah, I had a buddy Dan do the same thing. I was washing my hands and he looked at me and said, "Justin, I'm so screwed." he just started crying, like not crying, but like he was just like, "Ah, I did something stupid."
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he was crying.
you got to be on top of it too, because eventually it'll work its way enough into your system that if you start sweating from the heat, it works its way into your sweat. And then if you get sweat in your eyes,
oh god,
that's bad.
Just a bad day.
I've been maced in the face. You know, like I've been maced, which it is the, you know, like they use pepper for you know, as the base for that. So it's just like, why would you do that to yourself, like on purpose? Like what? What?
Was that when you were in the military? I assume.
Once I was breaking up a bar fight, and like, cause it was the end of the night, dudes came around the corner fighting. So they had been fighting like down the street in this like epic brawl that came around the corner. And one guy knocked the other guy down on the ground, just like bouncing his head off the pavement. I was like, okay, you know, like
we should stop this.
Yeah. I pulled the guy up. That's right when the cops show up and mace everyone.
Oh,
and so that was awful. I was like, that's the last time I ever help anybody.
Yeah.
That was it.
Mace is definitely the worst condiment we can have. That's for sure.
Yeah. A little too much pepper.
Not for either. Max, what is your number five?
My number five is going to black licorice.
Oh, good man. Pull.
It's so gross.
Good pull. I ain't about
it's awful. Yeah. I don't know. Like, my wife loves that stuff. I don't understand it. I can't get down with it. She's got to go brush her teeth afterwards. It's no. There's no playing around with that stuff.
That's awesome. I just picture her eating black licorice and you just pointing to the bathroom like, yeah, go figure it out.
Is it my number five now? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Full, like the big peppercorns. Like I can take ground, you know, ground pepper, you know, stuff like that, but like you mix like full, like big chunks of peppercorn into something and I like feel it on my teeth, like I can't stand it, like in a salad or in a stew or something like that. I'm like, nope, not a fan. Like if it feels like I'm eating like little pellets from like the Civil War, nope. And I don't like the flavor. Like pepper has a kick to it, but I like the mild kick that nice ground pepper has, as opposed to like a full-on peppercorn, which is like, yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Gross. All right, my number full four peppercorn. Is going to cause a lot of controversy.
What have you eaten that had a full peppercorn in it?
Well, no. Well, cause growing up, my mom had a lot of like Filipino dishes, and so she would make this like beef stew, but still uses full peppercorns in it. And even to this day, if she makes it, I'm at home. I like slightly just be like, sifting through, being like, that's a peppercorn. That's a peppercorn. I love the taste of it otherwise. Yeah, love you, Mom.
Yeah, no, your mom's cooking is awesome. I can attest.
I like it otherwise, but I'll definitely sift through the stew for those peppercorns.
Fair. All right, cool.
My number four is going to cause a lot of controversy amongst the internet because it's like the most popular thing in America, and I don't understand it. It's fucking guacamole. I hate guacamole. I don't understand why people love guacamole. It is awful.
I have a weird thing with avocado where, like, I like the flavor, but the texture of avocado, I cannot get past. Like, it's got a weird mouthfeel that I'm just not a fan of. So I'm kind of there with you. I can't really do guacamole. If I do, like, I'm getting very little bits at a time. Like, I need a lot of chip with the guac to make it worth it for me.
Do you hate mashed potatoes? Because I was thinking, like, chunky mashed potatoes is probably a fair comparison.
I don't know. But it's different, though. It's different than mashed potatoes. I don't know. It might just be in my head. I don't know.
I'm just about, like, mouthfeel. Like, that's flavor. All.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you're not an avocado toast fan, then. Nah. Okay.
Nah. I'm not gonna hate on you for eating it because, like, you know, I get like, it isn't bad to me.
No, I'm not gonna. Like, not
I'm not fun. Saying. Oh God, anyone who eats avocado toast is a friggin' idiot.
That's my number one.
He said it. He said it.
Yeah,
Justin, you look like we heard me when I said I didn't like guacamole. You look.
I love guacamole. I do. I really, really do. Now you can have different like some people put too much onion in my opinion, and like you can like get chunks of that. It's not great, but
the best guacamole I ever had. I was in the Marine Corps. This like fully Mexican dude was making guacamole, and it was worth it. But yeah, like that was authentic.
You can't have hit or miss guacamole for sure.
I mean, yeah, that's anything. You know, like that's
true.
There's levels of pizza.
My number four, and I only had it one time, so Australians, please don't hate me. But Vegemite, didn't enjoy. My buddy visited, and like he was like, "You should try it," and I was like, "Nah, I tried
that's,
it."
That's good. Basically Nutella, right?
Kind
of. Yeah, totally. Kinda. It's exactly Nutella. You should go ask.
It's not. Maybe? It's not peanut butter and chocolate. Not even I promise close. You that.
Yeah. I'm like the veggie version.
It's a spread. I'd have to Google the actual things. I just remember not liking it.
More like British cuisine. Okay, like if it sounds good to you, it's like you have to be born in Great Britain or something.
Or been like, part of a convict colony from Great Britain.
Yeah, like it's stuck with me. I'll tell you that.
Oh
like
my god! Right.
Yeah.
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 Did
not enjoy. Oh, that's a good synonym.
Oh, right. My number four is eggplant. I can't do eggplant.
Okay. Did Snapchat ruin it for you, or was it prior to like it becoming emojis or things?
I don't like
Snapchat.
I'm kind of one of those weird guys. Yeah. I can deal with a good eggplant emojis, but.
I just got it. Sorry.
Mike, welcome to the rest of the class. no, I just like, and people are really like, I've tried fried eggplant. I've tried a couple of different things with eggplants. Like, no, it's gross, man.
I don't think I've ever really had it, to be honest. I can't say I do or don't like it. But yeah.
I'm indifferent to it. I've had it before. I've had like eggplant parmesan, and I wasn't like,
I would
never breaded, right?
I love like the alternative veggie BLT that it basically is the meat for. Mm. Like that's pretty good.
So
I think it's all about it's probably about preparation. Like raw eggplant.
I'm just gonna have to get the regular BLT. You know, I'll just stick with the full on.
Me too.
Like I'm. I'll be sad over here crying into my BLT.
Just catch it.
My number four is complicated because I actually do enjoy it on its own. Okay, it's weird. It has to do with sushi primarily. So ginger.
Yeah.
The way I usually eat sushi is I'll have like say like a roll or something, and I'll dip it in soy and wasabi, and I'll eat the thing, and then I'll have like a leaf of ginger to cleanse the palate. I don't mind the ginger on its own, but people have always been like, why don't you put ginger on the roll? I'm like, gross. No, even though it's still part of the meal. So ginger on its own, I'm cool with. Ginger on like a sushi roll? Yeah.
So can we do a brief abridge? Do people like sushi here? I'm not sure. Like, I've only had it once, and it felt like it was just like the transportation of the wasabi and soy sauce into like all the flavor from those things, like over encompassed anything from the actual fish. Is that common? Is what that I normal? Do, like, I don't know.
I mean, like, and yeah, those flavors are definitely strong. You have to really kind of be delicate with the addition of the soy sauce and everything. But what I like to do is I'll eat a couple pieces of the sushi without anything first to see what the taste is going on. And then they're like, okay,
hey,
like
just
add a little bit of, yeah, gotcha. Dip some of the soy sauce in
there.
Back to the ginger conversation. like have you had like ginger beer, or do you like, you know, ginger ale or anything like
that? I have. I don't mind the taste of ginger overall. It's for some reason like, and I can, like I said, I can do ginger as part of the meal of a sushi, but I just distinctly remember like someone being like, why don't you wrap your roll in like a sushi in like a ginger leaf? And I'm like, no.
That seems like a lot. Yeah,
ginger, yeah,
that would be...
ginger resets the board for me after I've had like the sushi. So in my mind, it's always, they're separate, but they're still components of the meal.
It's not... That makes sense. My dad loves ginger beer. He
suck
down gallons of ginger beer. So I bought him this like lemon... I don't know if it was lemonade, but it was like lemon ginger beer. And I was like, he's gonna love this, right? He loves ginger beer. So I bought this bottle of it, poured it out, he drank it, he's like, this is awful. I tried I was like, this isn't that bad. So that's, I think, fun. He's like, he doesn't like to mix it with anything. Like, you're not adding any flavors to it. Ginger on its own is fine. When you combine it, that's when you're having issues.
I have no problem with ginger on its own or ginger laced products on their own. Like I worked in a long-term care facility, like you had to drink ginger ale. it's
not like can we unpack that a little bit? Like, is it just the only thing available, or what?
It was the only thing, that and RC Cola, and I'm like, RC Cola, yeah, hell with that. Like, okay, no, all right. That's all they could afford was Schweppes and RC Cola, and I'm like,
I'm not above an RC Schweppes Cola for sure. Yeah,
Schweppes isn't bad.
I like RC Cola. It's my second favorite pop behind Pepsi. It goes Pepsi, RC.
All right, I do judge you a little bit there. Oh boy.
Yeah, no, Coke is king. I come from a Pepsi household, but I think Coke is just better as far as like the regular, the thing.
In the fountain, Coke is better. And cans, Pepsi is better, in my opinion.
The cherry Pepsi is better than cherry Coke.
It's true. Yeah. Fact. Facts.
Yeah.
My number three is chives. I hate chives. On a baked potato, sometimes they put them on pizza. It's like, no, it's gross. Get it off here. You're ruining the flavor.
You don't like a little garnish?
No. Screw the garnish. Garnish is gross. I hate it. I'm not somebody who will pick food off my plate if I'm eating it, but if I see chives, they are coming off. Like I said, I will eat the onions, whatever, I'll get through it, but no, chives have to come off my meal if I'm gonna eat it, because I just think it ruins the flavor. It's gross.
Aren't they like cousins to onions too? So it makes sense, if you don't like onions, you're not gonna be a giant fan of chives, right? I think they're kind of in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, and they're always on like just random things that they don't need to be on. That's all. About this, I'm only passionate about my number one.
Sure. My next three, two, and one are both like blasphemous to my father, so I apologize in advance should he ever watch this. But like, I hate anchovies, and like, that was a thing growing up as a kid. Like, we would be watching like cartoons or whatever, and he would just have anchovies. I'm like, bro, get that. Like, I would sit in a different area than
just
him.
Blow
like,
up
I
the room.
Yeah, just blow just up like, the whole room. Yeah, just, I don't know if it was PTSD from anchovies or what, but I could not deal. I did not enjoy it. But yeah.
I worked at a couple different pizza places, and the anchovies are the worst part of it. Like, I'd rather have like 1,000 paper cuts on my fingers and dip them into jalapenos than deal with anchovies. And just have that. Like, I mean, I'm putting on 2 sets of gloves to deal with anchovies. They're so gross.
So when I worked at Donato's, a lot of people would dare me to eat the anchovies, and I was never above a dare. So I ate. They're just, to me, they taste like tuna with like a mountain of salt on top of it. So it never really bothered me, the flavor, because it was just salt, really.
Yeah.
But I get it. Like, I don't order it on my own, but if, you know, somebody dares me to eat an anchovy, I'll eat an anchovy.
I don't mind anchovies. I just know they're really not healthy for you. Yeah. So, like, I like
Alfredo sauce.
Because of that, yeah, that sort of salt intake.
Yeah. Do you like Alfredo sauce, Justin?
Yeah.
They're made with anchovies.
Wait. Okay, maybe it's the eyeballs then that get me. Just the way they're staring at me.
You're gonna do it, Justin. You're gonna do that to me.
A little more on the tad side of
yeah, a tad, I guess.
Just a smidge over.
If your metric of tad is Mount Everest, sure.
Or Salt Bay.
Yeah. If your metric of tad is like your required salt intake for the next month and a half, then yeah, sure. It's just a tad.
I have hypertension already.
All right, no, anchovies is a good one. My number 3 is going to cheese. Like, just eat. I can have cheese on things as a, like, so it's like the reverse of Mike's ginger situation. Mm-hmm. I can't eat just cheese by itself. If it's a part of something else, that's fine.
Like, but even string cheese, also, like, even
not too much. No, get it out of here. No, there's not one. There's not one. Go ahead and list off all the cheeses you can think of.
No, I can't
eat it by itself.
So basically, like, any and all like finger food assortments, you like steer clear because they got little cubes of cheese.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I'm leaving the cheese. You know, like that cheese will still be on the stick if I can manage it. Like that's my
current manager lived in Wisconsin for a long time, and he introduced me to something called bread cheese. Have you ever tried bread cheese? Because, like, it's a consistency that you cut and, like, you kind of grill or put it, like, on a saute pan. And it melts, but it doesn't, like, go, like, into liquid. So, it's like, it's – I don't know. I would try it before you swear off all cheeses because it's kind of cool. But that's fine.
I just never encountered a cheese that I don't like
that's
cheese.
That's fair. That's totally cool. Yeah,
like,
but
I'm not against trying. Like, I mean, and all the stuff that I have on my list – I've tried. It's not like I just saw it and was just like, no, I'm definitely not going there. Like, so I'm not against trying a new thing, but cheese. I'm just not a cheese fan. Like,
totally fair.
I can't cheese pizza, just cheese pizza. I'll pass.
I wish I didn't like cheese as much as I do, because that'd be like one of my number ones if I could. Like, you know, the best.
I love cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I wish I wasn't this way, because like you're saying, like, when the finger foods come out and it's all cheese stuff, I'm like, well, great.
Do you hate me?
There's a whole portion of Lunchables that I just gotta disregard. You know, like,
or Hot Pockets? Like,
I mean, like, well, you can get pepperoni Hot Pockets and stuff.
So, like four cheese calzone, you're just out at a 4 cheese calzone.
Okay. Nah, I'll pass. You know, like, I mean, hey, do I gotta run down to the burger joint and get some fucking burger to put on this cheese?
I feel like I can have, like, an hour-long, like, podcast episode of us just giving Max cheese items and seeing if he likes it. Like, we're going to try. Oh, Max, the cheese gods have spoken. You are frozen in time, buddy.
Yeah, all right, Mike. Sort of like them.
What is it? Number 3 for me. Usually, I'm okay with, like, balsamic vinaigrettes, like salad dressings and stuff. Like, I make my own, like, balsamic vinaigrettes and things like that. But what I can't stand is that, like, dark brown, creamy balsamic. That shit is so gross. And it comes with, like, most, like, you order from, like, Greek places and stuff like that, and they'll just give you a little tub of it. And I'm like, no thanks. Or they'll just strew it all over your salad to begin with. And I'm like, no thanks. Didn't want that. Wanted it separate or not at all. But thanks. Is it,
so what's bad about it? If you like normal balsamic, what's the difference?
I don't know. I think it's more or less just because I got accustomed to making my own, that I know my own levels of, like, taste. And that's the thing. I don't mind it, like, on subs and things like that, too. But it's also, like, mixed in with a bunch of other tastes. But when it's straight-up salad dressing, I don't know. It's got a consistency and a thickness to it I don't like. And it's way more tart than your regular balsamic. And
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass. I mean, I pass on most salad dressings, being honest. But, like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a hard pass on the balsamic. If it's like a lighter, like more of an oil sort of
oil-based than anything else.
Yeah, that's I can deal because it's not really an overpowering flavor. But like the dark one has got its own like presence and statement.
It overpowers what should be the nice like fresh taste of the salad overall, in my opinion. That and the Thousand Island dressing too. Like fuck that. Like, it's a tie.
Kitchen is straight. I love the fact that you went on balsamic and then Thousand Island.
I like Thousand Island on sandwiches, but I don't like... It's a little too thick for salads for me, personally, Thousand Island. But on sandwiches, I dig it. But
I think it could just be, like, then really thick salad dressings. Like, no, really creamy, thick salad dressings. Ugh.
Yeah, and when I'm eating a salad, too, like, it doesn't happen that often. But, like, I kind of want to be eating the salad. I'm like, well, the whole point is to be here for the vegetables. Like that's what we came here for.
Not me. I came for the ranch dressing.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I agree.
Now I'm not opposed to ranch dressing, but again, it's like a drizzling of ranch on something. Like I don't want to be like bombarded with a whole bunch of ranch like piled on top of my salad.
I'll get to ranch later in my list.
Oh no, that makes it feel bad. All right, let's talk. Got focus.
My number two is horseradish. I've had it once and I'll never have it again. I thought it was gross.
Good pick.
I don't know why they have it at all, like roast beef places. It's not good. It's not good.
Y'all are crazy.
It's one of those things I never understood. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah, when you eat your roast beef, you're supposed to have the horseradish there, and I can't get down with it. I don't like pickled things. Or fermented things like that. So, yeah, I'm good on that.
As a child, I didn't like horseradish, but as an adult, I have come to learn my ways that I like.
You can appreciate it.
Yeah.
Like a little less, just do a little less horseradish. Like maybe that's the key.
Too much kick. I get you. You can burn the back of your mouth. Yeah. Mine. Again, it goes back to my father and childhood. Liverwurst spread. Liver spread on crackers. My dad was big on that.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's not good. Not good to me. Swedish? No, he's just an old Italian man.
Anchovies and liver spread. I'm like, wow, guy. Okay.
I know. He is from the boomer generation, though. I have an older father comparatively. He's not Gen X.
Like, is he from the freaking Depression? Like, what?
Hey, his father was.
Goodness sake.
It's funny. Not great, though.
All right. Well, yeah. Liver paste sounds awful. I've never had it. There's a hard
pack. He loved it on crackers. He was it was a big cracker thing for him. He liked it.
Yeah. God. Oof. Yeah. My number two is two things that tie for my number two, and they're like so opposed from each other. It's hilarious. All right, so mango, and this sucks too because my parents are Jamaican, they love mangoes.
Yeah,
mangoes have been like a presence in my life my whole life, but I cannot stand them. I don't like the taste of them. I don't like the feel of eating. Like the mouthfeel is awful for me. Such a weird fruit. I cannot stand mango. It's disgusting. But like also tied for second place is sauerkraut.
It almost made my list, to be honest. I have a very specific use case for sauerkraut for me to like it, to be honest.
Yeah, no, there's no way. I can't do it. There's no place where that is acceptable for me. it's so disgusting.
A good brat and some sauerkraut, I can get down for sure.
Yeah, I like it. I like
the brat. Hey, brat.
Bring on the brat.
I'm with you.
Keep that stuff, that sauerkraut stuff away from me.
Totally fine. I'll eat yours, Max.
More sauerkraut for you.
All right. My number two, again, that's another one of my, it has to be a specific thing. Pickles on cold sandwiches.
That's very specific.
I like pickles on their own. Not all pickles. It depends on, you know, how sour they get and so forth. I don't like more sour pickles typically, but pickles on a hamburger, great. Pickles in like a Cuban sandwich, awesome. Relish on a hot dog, sure. But pickles in like a sub that's cold or anything like that, bleh. Like, I can't stand it.
I hate anything pickled. I don't like pickle flavor. Don't pickle anything and try to serve it to me. That's so gross. But yeah, like the thing about pickles is once you've pickled something, you can't unpickle it. Like, you know, like if someone accidentally puts some sauce on your sandwich or your burger, you wipe it off. It's not that bad, right?
Sure.
The pickle flavor is so strong and lingers there. It's just it's ruined whatever it's touched.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I guess it just depends for me because, like, there's so much going on. I think when you have, like, a heated sandwich that already, like, there's so much flavor and stuff already taking place that the pickle's just another aspect of it. And, like, I like fried pickles. Those are pretty good. But, yeah, you put it on, like, cold cuts and stuff like that. I'm just like, nope, I'm out because everything just tastes clammy already, and then you got that. Ugh.
Yeah, I don't like pickles on cold sandwiches either. I agree, but I like them outside of cold sandwiches. So my number one is gross, and I don't know how people eat it. So the dip version of this, it doesn't offend me as much, but I still don't like it because it's gross. But blue cheese. Like, why are we putting blue cheese on salads in 2024? Like, can't this just die with our grandparents? Like, it is gross. I like blue cheese. What? I like blue cheese. You like blue cheese?
Blue cheese is part of my number one, but
I don't mind it.
It's gross.
For half my life, I thought I was allergic to blue cheese, so I avoided it like the plague. And then I was like, oh, it's fine. So I don't mind it with like wings or things like that.
It might piss me off more because every time I go to get wings, I always ask for ranch and they bring me blue cheese and I don't notice right away and I dip it in it and it's not the same. And then when I order a salad and I say, please don't put blue cheese on it, and then it comes with all this moldy shit on my salad.
Like, where do you go?
I think you need to change restaurants because they're clearly not listening to you.
I've literally never had that happen. Not once.
What?
Okay, the chef is in the back like, no, you're not changing my freaking recipe. You're getting the blue cheese.
How much,
you will like it.
How much is you just displacing your anger at the staff because they don't listen to your order? It's just like, yeah, fuck you, blue cheese.
Blue cheese is awful. It's gross. I went on a rant at my girlfriend and I were at the other day. And I didn't even have blue cheese. Somebody else had it on their plate. And it looked gross. It was gross.
I think they're just trying to tick you off at this point. Sounds like they're in it for it.
I know cheese and cottage cheese is all like curdled milk to a point, but blue cheese looks like
same for yogurt.
Yeah, well, blue cheese looks like it's moldy cheese, and it's bad, and I don't want any part of it.
I agree,
Justin. I still like you, even though you said you like blue cheese, but I am judging you a little bit.
Okay, what's your number one, Justin?
To further my disappointment to my father, olives. I hate olives. Ooh, and
olives are gross.
Yeah, and
I can't go drinking with any of you anymore.
I can deal.
The olives, man.
How am I getting my martini? How can I get my martini? And you all judging me with my.
I hate gin. I hate olives. Everything they put in vodka, I don't know, I guess vodka's all right. But no, I'm not a martini fan anyway. But you can have all the olives, man. Like this is just less competition for your olives, dude.
Next time I'm around and we do go out for drinks or anything like that, I'm going to get the dirtiest martini ever and just be like, right.
I will say, olives in pizza, I can deal with. Like a supreme pizza, I can live with. But like anything with an olive flavor is in, I can't do.
Really, so we're totally opposite, man. You said you like blue cheese. I literally just bought a jar of olives and ate the whole jar of green olives.
No, thank you.
Right before the show.
My wife and daughter love black olive pizza. And
can't I'm do
like,
it.
I don't even know how I'm part of this family. Like, I don't even understand why I'm here. Every time they're eating it, I'm like, this is just against everything that I believe in.
I love you both for a lot of different reasons.
I'll concede the olives to you on the faith to that. I don't like them when they have pits, because that's unpleasant if you like chip your tooth on
the olive pit. Yeah, they're tough.
Get the pits out of there.
But that's why you usually get olives without the pits. So.
It's true. Unless you're Jason, they probably actively go around and try to get to them. There's a person in the window.
I hear this guy's coming in. Make sure all his olives are pit.
Olives are disgusting.
Blue cheese.
You know what? You're grounded. You're grounded. Did she
flip the camera off?
Okay, so now you're on house arrest and grounded. Give me your phone. Well, give it to me.
My mom has it.
I just She's got a so text grounded. From Liz. Oh, she's ordering a black olive and pineapple pizza. Poor Matt.
Godspeed.
Okay.
What is happening?
My number one.
I don't know.
My number one is, and get ready for this bombshell. Okay, like all white sauces. I've not come across a white sauce that I enjoy. Not mayonnaise, ranch, blue cheese, Alfredo, Italian dressing. None of them. Name a white sauce, I'll tell you I hate it. It's. I don't know what it is. But I can't stand any of them.
I mean, yeah, whites are pretty untrustworthy.
There's good ones, Mike.
You know, again, I mean, these are all things I've tried. These are all things I've tried, and I can't stand. Like, ranch is awful.
You're not a big dairy guy then, right? You don't like cheese.
No, he doesn't.
You know, so really, I mean, no. A lot of that's based in, like, you know what I mean? It makes sense.
Okay, yeah, whatever. But they're all disgusting.
Yeah, when we were kids, Max hated milk. Unless
we see through you, Justin.
I'm just saying.
We see through your veneer of trying to stick up for big white sauce.
I like mayonnaise.
All right, so do I, Justin. So do Scott. Scott got mad when I even mentioned mayo in the suggestions for this topic. Scott's like, mayonnaise is awesome, and blue cheese is awesome.
Max and I, we got the nice, flavorful, colored sauces down pat here. Yeah. Yeah.
How did we get
here?
I
enjoy a good sauce of color. They have better rhythm.
I don't care about the beat. I care about the flavor.
Oh my goodness! No, it's weird though. Like I don't know if that's a psycho thing, you know, like where it's like my brain sees a white sauce and just it instantly doesn't like it.
I'm sure it taints it a little bit. Like, oh, I've not liked any of the other ones I've tried. I'm probably not, but it doesn't mean you wouldn't actively dislike it if you had it.
At least Max kept it clean, because I remember him when we were younger telling me that he eats any sauce that looks like man juice.
I mean,
okay.
Okay.
I stand by my previous statement.
Yeah, I don't know where to go from that. All right.
I feel that's
you go to Mike. What's your number one?
That's a whole other discussion.
Can't do it.
Well, this is the hardest I've heard Justin laugh in a long time.
It's just the transition from man juice. What's your number one, man?
Moving on.
Yeah.
My number come. One
it's,
is...
It's my number one is come. I don't like the taste of it.
Funny,
This is why we're talking about food, guys. We always talk about so much.
You did this. This is not sugarcoated. You're the reason we were talking about it.
Yeah. I was willing to let it slide on our little, like, on our little racial parallel. But then we had to go and throw man juice into the mix. So
yeah,
gross.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, man. Fennel. Number one for me is fennel. Fuck that vegetable.
I agree.
I hate it with that orange citrus salad they always put fennel in. I'm like, I hate that. Just give me the orange. I'll just eat the orange at that point. I don't like it.
I hate that too.
Oh, man. Just give me the orange at that point. Jesus. Give me any old white sauce. And I mean any white sauce. I'll take that over fennel any day.
I'll take the most imperial man juice you have.
Speaking of salty.
Can we be done?
Oh, God. Jason ruined it.
I don't know what that means.
I respect it. Thank you.
I think he was trying for eggplants.
Oh. Well, I respect it. I respect it more.
We're here now. We're in our 30s and 40s.
Knock Talk is new tomorrow at 8 p.m. Go check it out. Scary Stories on Thursday. Yes, I did know that they announced a new Heroes reboot. I don't care. Heroes whatever sucked so bad that it almost made me quit podcasting.
Did they just announce that because of the eclipse?
Probably. But
yeah, I was like, was that their marketing ploy? Like, new Heroes is coming since we had this eclipse going on.
Oh, yeah, God. My insides hurt.
Shouldn't they have aired it during the eclipse? Like, wouldn't that have been the better play?
The trailer, right? That'd be sweet.
Yeah. No,
everyone would have been out watching the eclipse and not watching the show, but, you know, whatever. Like, that's fine.
No, NBC Universal knows that the X-Men are about to make a huge comeback, which it's already happening, and they're like, what do we have? And they're like, we have Heroes. Let's do that again, because Heroes Reborn was such a good idea. Anyway, you're going to get me going on a rant. I'm planning on doing that in a short, so you guys can tune into that on the YouTube channel. But please like, comment, loose. Subscribe. Come hang out with us, guys. We like
everybody. Did I mention juice?
speaking of juice, bye.
Recycling a joint.